Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey traders, in today's episode, we're going to talk about logging your trades. No, we're not going to talk about the usual technical stuff about, you know, entry time, entry date, profit loss, all that fun stuff. We're going to talk about the stuff that will actually help you improve as a trader. I'm talking about a psychological log. So logging emotions, logging actions, and more importantly, identifying the actions that are leading to the mistakes that you're making. That way you can pinpoint what to stop doing if you want to be a consistently profitable trader. And then finally, right, we get to what we spoke about earlier, right? Your comment section. So these are your notes on the trade. And notes can be done in different ways. We talked about the back testing notes are going to be a lot different than the live trading notes. But in your notes section, we can break it down into two categories. We can have a psychological section, and we can have a technical section. So a technical section would be any observations that you may have. Any observations that you may have. It could be news event came out right at entry. It could be got a weird candle, wasn't really sure what it was. It could be had underlapping levels of structure, target was in the middle, wasn't very confident. Let's say you're looking into something like the volume profile. Target was right above volume profile high watermark. Right? Any observations that you may see on your chart from the technical perspective should go into that comment section. Whether it's things that you notice, whether it's things that are a little bit confusing, anything of uncertainty, all of that should go in the comment section. Now, the psychological section as well, that's also something we should track. How did you feel in your analysis? Did you feel confident in your analysis? I marked up the chart, felt really good about the situation, saw structure clearly. Or wasn't really sure if we were in a bearish trend. I thought we were, but blah, 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 blah. Stuff like that. I was nervous going into the trade. Almost didn't push the entry button because I was afraid. Pushed the entry button late because I was afraid. Got in early because I felt that the trade was going to run away with me. How did you feel during the trade? Sat there and watched my screen the entire time as price ticked up and ticked down. Drove myself crazy. Closed my screen down, exited, set an alarm, didn't come back until alarm was hit. Exited early, move stops, right? Anything that we do during the trade, anything that we feel. It's important that we track these feelings because these are going to be key triggers. And just like technicals, right? In technical analysis, we're trying to look for, we talked about filters earlier, we're trying to look for things that help to increase our edge. So if I notice that, hey, if I'm trading a bullish breakout on an inside bar, and when an inside bar is in the same, when the color of the inside bar is in the same direction as my trade, it wins more, right? That's an observation that can be added, right? And we pinpoint that, we focus on it, we put our sights on it. That way we can make some adjustments. Well, psychologically, we're doing the same thing, right? So we're going to make mistakes, right? It's going to happen. You're a trader. You're going to make mistakes. The key is we want to limit that mistakes. Now, how do we limit those mistakes? Well, it's not just knowing what the mistakes are, right? It's easy to identify what the mistakes are. I'm entering early. I'm entering late. I'm moving stops. I'm doing this. I'm doing that. The key to fixing them is understanding what's triggering the mistakes, right? We always want to look for the thing that affects the thing. What is triggering the mistake? So if you notice that, hey, I was scared before I entered the trade. I wasn't confident in my technical analysis going into it. I was a little bit nervous before I entered. And then you notice that, like, your mistake in the trade was you exited early. Or your mistake in the trade was you entered late. And you connect the dots, right? You notice that, hey, every time I, or the majority of the time that I seem to make a mistake like exiting early or entering late, I also have in my notes that I wasn't comfortable or confident in my analysis. Well, now you know that the unconfidentness, if that's a word, it is now, that's probably what's causing the mistake. So now we know what to attack. If I want to stop making this mistake, I just can't identify the mistake. That's good, but it doesn't really help us do anything, right? That's like, hey guys, I'm overweight. Well, good for you. Hey guys, I'm out of shape. Well, good for you, right? It's like I got a swollen knee right now, right? And I've got knee issues. And it, as I always tell people, I get knee issues whenever I stop doing my rehab, right? So I do my rehab because I got like no MCL or ACL. So I'm supposed to do this rehab and I do my rehab and my knee feels great. And then as soon as my knee feels great, what do? I stop doing the rehab and then like my knee feels horrible like a few months later, right? So first I'm like complaining, oh man, my knee hurts. Oh, I got bad knees. Oh, my knee always does this. And it's like, well, why does my knee keep swelling up? And you look back at it, it's like, okay, well, huh. Every time I stop doing my rehab, right? I go through my training notes. Every time I stop doing my rehab exercises, 2 weeks later, my knee swells up. And you're like, okay, dummy, how about you just don't stop doing your rehab and maybe your knee won't swell up, right? So the difference between that is the difference between identifying the problem. Hey, swollen knee, right? Because that doesn't help me. I'm glad I identified it, but anyone, it looks like a balloon. Anyone can identify it. There's a difference between identifying it and then identifying the root of the problem, what's causing it. And as traders, that's what we want to do. We need to identify the root of the problem if we ever want to make a long-lasting change. So that's why that psychological note section is important, because we're tracking these things that seem like pointless until you start putting them together and you start seeing and like, hey, if this, then that, if this, then that, if this, then that, oh man, I should stop doing that, right? So it's important to track that as well. And that's we also talk about journaling. Journaling is so important. It's something that most people don't do. However, it is the only evaluation that we have as traders, right? We don't have a boss, right? We don't have a boss. Jason and myself aren't reviewing every single one of your trades and staring over your shoulder while you take it and tapping you and saying, hey, that's a mistake, and making little check marks and making noises like that. No, you're on your own. No one is going to evaluate you. So therefore, you have to evaluate yourself. And if you are not good at evaluating yourself, you're never going to get better. So you have to journal. You have to jot down the things that you don't feel like jotting down, the dumb things. Because especially as a beginner trader, that's what's going to save you. Again, my turnaround in trading came when I started tracking my mistakes. And once I tracked my mistakes, I saw the common theme. And I started slowly eliminating those mistakes. And then I started making money. I was always making money. I started keeping more of the money I made. I would make money then give it back. So you have to do that. Hope you enjoyed the episode. Today's clip came from one of our Q&A sessions. These are small group sessions that we host on the platform each and every week. We do have pre-recorded training courses that you can work through at your own schedule, but Q&As are special because it gives us a chance to create custom-built lessons based on what you guys want to learn or whatever questions you guys have week in and week out. Sometimes they're brand new topics. Sometimes they are reviews. Sometimes just stuff to kind of make sure you're on the right track and seeing things correctly. So if you are on the platform, make sure you get a chance to join the Q&A session live. If not, remember, all of our sessions are recorded, so you can always catch it afterwards as well. But I definitely recommend going through the archives and checking them out.